how blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to Eagle and Dove Half Hour, the voice of rest. With God's friend, Ofora Obiajulo Chikuze. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we honor your name for whom you are. We glorify your name. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords, for this wonderful platform to minister your word to the ends of the earth. Thank you. We receive the oil of quick understanding to comprehend everything you are speaking in and through us, that will come up to a higher functionality in you, because you are a good God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Praise the Lord. Last week, we looked at the rivers of living water. Rivers of living water that flows out of our heart. There is a river. I want to do a little recap, then we'll finish up what we started last week. In Genesis 2, verse 10 to 14, Genesis 2, 10 to 14, Bible says, now a river went out of Eden to water the garden. From there, it parted and became four river heads. The name of the river is Pishon. It is the one which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of the land is pure, or is good. Bendulum and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which encompasses the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hendekel. It is the one which goes towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. These names you are seeing is not for fun fair. They have meanings. In Revelation 22 verse 1, the Bible said that I saw a pure river flowing out of the throne of God. Mind you, the God we serve, the God of heaven, the God of all creation, does not dwell in any other thing except in man. Man is the only entity in all creation that the Almighty King folded the fullness of himself and dwell inside. God is not dwelling in us lying down or sleeping or standing up. God that is dwelling in us is sitting on a throne. On a throne. And out of that throne flows the rivers of living water. And that throne happens to be our heart. In Ephesians 3 verse 17, the Bible says Christ dwells in our heart. Praise Master Jesus. Our heart is a seat of government. In John 7, 37 and 38, the Bible said, out of our heart flows the rivers of living water. In other words, there is a throne in man. And that throne, there is a river that flows out of that throne. And that river is into four river heads. That's what we've been looking at since last week. According to the first mention, there's a law in God. They call the law of first mention. Anytime anything is first mentioned in the Bible, it becomes a thread or a precedent for the interpretation anywhere you see it in the Bible. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, there is a throne in man. And that throne is a throne of God. And that throne of God in man, there is a river that flows out of it, that parted into four river heads, rivers of living water. If you noticed in the Revelation 22 verse 1, he said, I saw a river. Not rivers, a river. But once it starts flowing out of a man, it becomes rivers. In other words, from the throne of God is a river. As it began to flow in and through the chambers of our heart, it parted into four river heads. Because our heart has four chambers. The heart of man is divided into four chambers. I don't want to go into detail what they are. The upper chambers, which is the right and left atrium, and the lower chambers, which is the left and right ventricle. The same way, the spiritual heart of a man is connected to the upper chamber, is connected to our spirit, and the lower chamber is connected to our soul. And we talked about the first river. The name of the first river is the River Pishon. And in the whole land of that covers the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of the land is good. Bendelium and onyx stone are there. The river of Pishon, that first river of Pishon means dispersive river of Eden. Havilah means to twist and to turn. Good gold means pure gold. Pure gold is blue in color. If you put pure gold in a water, it turns blood red. Praise Master Jesus. If you put pure gold that is blue in color in a water, it turns blood red. And the first place blood runs in our heart is iota. And the iota is that aspect of our heart that receives the highest form of oxygenated blood, and it is blood red. Praise Master Jesus. That first river is full of abundance of life, riches, wealth, because that is a good gold, and divine government. Oni stone. Stones talks about the government of heaven. Bendelium and Oni stone is all about government. Praise Master Jesus. And the second river that we talked about is what we call the river of Gihon. The river of Gihon is a river or a stream of paradise. Paradise is a place of pleasure. Also, it means fullness of those fully expressed in revelation. Fullness of those fully expressed in revelation. Praise Master Jesus. And that revelation of what? In Habakkuk 2:14, the Bible said that the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, will cover the earth as water covers the sea. In other words, the first revelation is the revelation knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. And what is the another revelation? The another revelation, when it comes to God, if you read it in Psalm 148, the Bible said that waters above the heavens, praise the Lord. There is a water above, waters above, and there are waters below. Waters above talks about the secrets of God, and the waters below talks about the mysteries of the kingdom. Mysteries are mysteries of God, praise Master Jesus. Let me not go into detail what they are. The second river, which is Gihon, is those fully expressed in revelation. We have talked about the first revelation, the revelation of the glory of the Lord, the revelation knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The second revelation, the revelation knowledge of the secrets and the mysteries of God. Praise Master Jesus. If you look at Isaiah 45 verse 3, God said, I will give you the riches of the secret places, and I will give you the treasures of darkness. Darkness means mysteries yet to be revealed. Praise Master Jesus. Because in Psalm 18, Bible said, God covered himself with darkness. Praise Master Jesus. But today, I want to look at the third river. Because the first river is the evaporation, which is the river full of abundance of life, divine government, riches, and wealth. The second river, which is River Gihon, which is a river full of revelation. Those fully expressing revelation. Revelation of what? Revelation of the glory of the Lord and the revelation of the secrets and the mysteries of heaven. I want to look at it this week. Let's look at the third river. The third river is River Hedekel. Hedekel means the river of lightning. This is awesome. Hedekel means the river of lightning, which goes towards the east. Hello. East of Assyria. Anytime you see east, east talks about the gate of God. It talks about the glory. The Bible said that the glory of God comes from the east. The three wise men come from the east. East talks about the glory. Praise Master Jesus. Hey. These things are so simple. So simple. If there is a river of light that flows out of our heart, so simple. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the rivers of living water is flowing out of my heart. I enter into the experiences of the rivers of living water full of revelation. I enter into the experiences full of revelation, full of abundance of life, overflowing within and outside of me, full of revelation, full of abundance of life, divine government, full of wealth, riches and wealth, and what have you. Praise Master Jesus. So simple. The problem is that we see it in the Bible. We don't sit down and make that thing that we saw and practice them so that it becomes part and parcel of us. The third river, which is River Hedekel, means the river of lightning, which goes towards the east. The east gate is all about glory. Hello. Lightning means the power of the manifestation of the voice's word is revealed. The power of the manifestation of the voice's word is revealed. Thunder means a glorified voice of God in fire speaking. The glorified voice of God in fire speaking. Why lightning means the power of the manifestation of the voice's word is revealed. Lightning and glory always appear in the east gate. Praise Master Jesus. Lightning and glory always appears in the east gate. Lightning is a dimension of God's glory. Always appears in the east gate. In Isaiah 6 verse 3, when Isaiah was making a statement, when Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Verse 3 of it, he said that the earth is full of your glory. In other words, the way God has designed to flood the earth in experience, the glory of the Lord experiences is through the rivers of living water. And one of the rivers that flows out of us is the river of lightning, which is the river of glory. Praise Master Jesus. The more we engage the rivers of living water that flows out of our heart, the more we engage that river, the more we flood the earth with the glory of the Lord. Hello. Praise Master Jesus. Stop praying, Lord, change the earth. The change of earth lies in our hands, believers. The earth is the way it is because we are the believers. We put it the way it is. When Bible says that the heart of man is constantly wicked, and anything that comes out of the heart of a man is what shapes the creation, because all creation is connected to the heart of a man. The frequency that comes out of our heart determines what happens in whole creation. If you want to fill the earth with good, let believers start releasing the goodness of God in their heart. If you want to see the glory of God in experiences, floods the earth in experiences. It is contained in the one of the river that flows out of heart, which is the river of Enekel, the river of lightning, which is the river of glory. Praise Master Jesus. Outflowing of that river of living water out of the heart of is what floods the earth with the glory of the Lord experiences. Praise Master Jesus. In Revelation 5, verse 10, the Bible said, "We are made kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on earth." Pay attention. We shall reign on earth. Remember that the glory of God is in experience. It contained in the river floods the earth in experience, and the earth is full of your glory. But the experiences of that glory is contained in that river. Praise Master Jesus. The experiences of that glory is contained in the river that flows out of our heart. And Bible said, we are made kings and priests. We shall reign on earth. Pay attention. Reigning on earth. Our reign on earth is connected to our ministry of kingship and priesthood. But we are not just reigning. If you go read down to verse 12, the Bible said there are seven things Jesus received. We are going to reign with great power, riches, wealth, wisdom. Does it align in what we are discussing, saints? Because lightning is all about power. It's all about the dimension of God's glory. We are going to reign on earth as kings and priests with great power, riches. Did I say that the first river of Pishon is full of riches and wealth? Praise Master Jesus. Strength, wisdom, honor, glory, and blessing. Praise Master Jesus. That's what makes us. The functionality of these seven dimensions of who God is what makes us a complete king and a complete priest. Praise Master Jesus. In Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, Bible said, "Blessed are the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit on the seat of the scornful, that the law of the Lord is his meditation. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." A tree. What kind of tree? The tree of life. Praise Master Jesus. What kind of tree? The tree of life. And that tree of life is all about the image of the heavenly man. Jesus Christ is the tree of life. And that Christ is in us. That dimension of Christ in us, that is the tree of life. As we begin to engage that river that flows out of our heart, it will overflow within us and outside of us. As it overflows within us and outside of us, it activates and energizes that expression of who we are as a tree of life. Praise Master Jesus. And that tree of life, I remember in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 49, Bible said we have bear the image of the earthly man. We are going to bear the image of the heavenly man. One of the image of the heavenly man is the tree of life. When Jesus prayed for a man that was blind, he said, "What do you see?" The man said, "I saw men walking like trees." Glory! This is who we are. We are trees of life. And the tree of life contains seven things in it: the breath of God, the wisdom and revelation of God, the counsel and might, and the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And it ends up producing seven things as well: power, riches, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. This is who we are. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Bible says we will be like tree planted by the rivers of living water. We are tree. Praise Master Jesus. So simple. Out of my heart flows the rivers of living water, overflows within and outside of me. Out of my heart flows, that's how you put the prayer. Out of my heart flows the, let's learn how to practice the Bible. In Acts 1 verse 1, what Jesus began to do, he now teach. Let's practice the Bible and let Bible become an experience in our life so that we can teach from revelation. We can teach from our heart, not from our head. Praise Master Jesus. Out of my heart flows the rivers of living water. out of my heart flows the rivers of living water, overflows within and outside of me, overflows within and outside of me. I enter into the experiences of the rivers of living water that is full, experiences of the full of the experiences of the rivers of living water that is full of riches and wealth, full of riches and wealth, divine government, full of revelation, full of revelation, rich, full of abundance of life, full of light and glory, power. Praise Master Jesus. These are experiences of that river. Whew. The tree of life produces two things. Basically, Bible said, according to Ezekiel 47 verse 12, said that tree produces fruit and leaves. That fruit, if you go to Ezekiel 47 verse 12, it said that fruit is for food and leaves for medicine. Glory. In Revelation 22 verse 2, he said that leaves that was for medicine is for the healing of nations. For the healing of nations. What kind of nations? Is it America? Is it Nigeria? Is it Sudan? Mind you, anytime there is a nation God is bringing forth, it's called the Holy Nations. He first of all started it with group of 12 sons of Israel and formed a composite system called the Nation of Israel because he wants to show us how the Holy Nation will look like. The Holy Nation are believers. In 1 Peter 2 verse 9, Bible said we are holy nations. As we begin to function as the tree of life that we are, we're going to produce fruit for food. Because there is famine on earth, we're going to produce fruit on earth. Two, it is going to be the healing for healing of nations, holy nations, believers. They are people, they are born again, but they are living as though they are not born again. Bible said we're going to heal them. But how do we heal them? By first of all, allowing the rivers of living water that flows out of our heart and transforms us into a functionality as the tree of life. As we begin to function as tree of life, we produce leaves, one for the healing of nations, and we produce fruit for food. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In Revelation 22 verse 4, he said, not just that we produce fruit and leaves for the healing of nations, we're going to see him face to face. We're going to see him what? Face to face. In Numbers 12, verse 6 to 8, the Bible said that Jesus Christ, that the Lord in the Old Testament, spoke to the prophets through dreams and visions. But to Moses, he spoke to him face to face. It's a dimension in God. Visions and dreams are aspect of it. But there is an aspect of it, which is face to face communication with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9 to 13, the Bible said, we prophesy in part, that when the perfection comes, when the perfect comes, we will not prophesy in part, we will prophesy in full. Why? Because as we prophesy in part, we see dimly through a mirror. But when we see face to face, we will see clearly and plainly. There is a dimension of God, face to face communication with Elohim. As we keep on engaging the rivers of living water, we shall communicate with the Lord with fair face-to-face communication or face-to-face encounter. What does it mean to have face-to-face communication with the Lord? Christ in us will begin to reveal and express his face through our physical form. And our head began to morph into four dimensions of who God is. The cherub, the man, the lion, and the eagle. Praise Master Jesus. Face-to-face communication with the Lord is Christ in us expressing and revealing his face and his countenance through our face. Bible says his countenance shines like the sun in his full strength. Praise Master Jesus. In Isaiah 61 verse 3, we are called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. If you read verse 4, there are three things we ought to do when we begin to function as tree. We're not just the tree of life, we're also tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. To rebuild the old ruins. 1. To raise up the former desolations. 2. To repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, the more we engage the rivers of living water that flows out of our heart, the more God will bring us to a functionality of the restoration of all things. Both man and all creation, all things will be restored. Bible said in Acts 3 verse 25 that heaven will hold on Jesus until all things are restored. Jesus is not coming back for this kind of church. He's coming back with a church without spot or wrinkle. What does it mean? A spot that is already clothed with their celestial and terrestrial bodies. Stop waiting for whatever time, whatever they told us. Let us start stepping into who we are. Jesus will not come back until we are clothed with a new kind of garment, the celestial and terrestrial bodies. Put me anywhere. If you like, have that dream, standing up, flying, I don't care. Heaven will retain Christ until all things are restored. God is not going to restore all things. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've said will not make sense to you if you are yet to come into Christ. Everything I said will not make sense to you or will not even happen in your own life until you come into Christ. If you are yet to say, Jesus, you're my Lord and my Savior. If you are yet to say, Jesus, come in, you're my Lord and my Savior. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray with you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. Lord Jesus, I receive eternal life into my heart. I confess your Lordship over my life. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord. You are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise Master Jesus. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray all kinds of prayer for us. Thank you, wise God. Banyala Hariala Zenini. Kuana Kabakoroko to the world while a genet the Alizinini. Kitiala Kabakorko Sheniki to the Luala Zenini. Kitania Kabakorko Zenia Kabakati Alizinini. Kitian Kabakariki Zena Kabakorko Sheniki the Alizinini. Kiriana Kabakorko to the world Alizinini. Ngana Kabakorko Shenki the Alizinini Telizinini. Ngania Kazine Telizinini. Ukajena Katele Telizinini. Thank you, wise God. There is a child I'm seeing in my spirit that is having what you called speech impediment. Or the work of my speech impediment. I decree and declare the river of life flows in and through that child's mouth. And that speech impediment has been dried up, taken out of that child's life. And your vocal cord is perfected and made whole experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a child in my spirit, a child of 7 years that is having a severe toothache. Lord, I decree and declare any strange infirmity, any strange, like a living worm, like or take maggot going around the child's teeth, I proclaim the river of life, the hand of Christ dries it up, and that child is made whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh, my spirit. One of them landed his head from the bed on the ground. In other words, Willis landed on the floor. And since that day, like 3 days ago, that child has been in a coma. Lord, I decree and declare, oh, you child, the hand of Christ has saved, made you whole, and you are completely raised from that infirmity, on that experience. You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh, it happened that now in my spirit. Ilolo, all of the first one, after Ilolo, the first one, Ichoba Hamaga Choba, from that day, getting another job becomes a problem for you. I decree and declare, you are so much watered by the river of life. You are flooded, and I proclaim that divine God's government overshadows you, and many more jobs open unto you experientially in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. I'm seeing a man in my spirit, Godwin, in a lakwa, suddenly, you know, into heavy dimension of Ile Apokrika. But one of your bell, Ibulu, in Atosiacho, Lord, I decree and declare, anywhere that bell is, that bell has been recovered and restored back to this man experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. There is a lady I'm seeing in my spirit. I decree and declare the voice of favor lands upon your head, and God has watered your hands or works of your hands with a new thing that you have started doing from this moment. I've spoken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That man, AGG, by the kidnappers, Echenu at the wall by the kidnappers. I decree and declare the hand of Christ has released you. You are consciously released experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing myself in a saloon. Thank you, Father. Lord, I decree and declare that saloon is so much watered by the rivers of living water. And that saloon, you are so much watered. And from this day, that saloon becomes a hub. like a central point among all saloons. That saloons becomes the first among the equals. I have spoken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing myself around. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing myself around Banyanka Zenyaketu. Around Amesi. Thank you. Around Amesi. Why any strange idol in that land called Amesi, now put in form of crocodile, troubling the lives of people? Thank you, Lord. I decree and declare that strange marine witchcraft, the sword of Christ, has cut you into pieces in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we woman now that is listening to us, but your child is in prison in Bulgaria. I decree and declare that young man, the mercy of God triumphs over judgment. You are released experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, one is God. There is a child I'm seeing in my spirit. Oh, my. Well, anytime he goes to school, his heart is open to learn. But if they finish teaching that child in school, he doesn't understand anything that he is doing. Lord, I decree and declare, the river of life overshadows that child's brain, and his intelligent quotient multiplied and duplicated and super abound experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Papa, that strange prostrate infirmity, you have died and dried up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, a woman now in our tie in our I decree and declare any strange witchcraft manipulation of your gum. Can the 9 months ago or the cabot track water pieces bottle? Do attack me the bully. Can the poker now? The river of life has washed it off, and you're completely made whole experiential in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. He and Azian Catholic. I decree and declare this name before me, if my soda in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Umbonia Kaziania Kotolokushenene. Ngona Kabaka realizene keli. Ikitia Kabakurokushen ketetetializene. Thank you, the only wise God. Lord, I declare, by the hand of my God, the mighty King of this functional rod of authority and dominion and power and unlimited graces, signs, wonders, miracles, bizarre miracles, diverse miracles, all kinds of inexplicable deliverances and interventions duplicated and multiplied experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God, for hearing me. I want to hear your testimony awesomely. 080-675-64001. 080-675-64001. Tuesdays, our counseling by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, our fellowship by 11 a.m. Tuesdays, counseling 8 a.m. Wednesday, fellowship by 11 a.m. First Friday of every month is Night of Rest by 10 p.m. Second and third Sunday of every month is School of Kingdom Mysteries and Songship. Our crusade comes up in Ibariam, 25 to 27 December, 5 p.m. daily. Our ministry is located at Ilma Ezeke Village along Odogu Plaza Road. Invite your neighbor. See you same time.